Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Relationships are like muscle tissue. The more they are engaged, the stronger and more valuable they become. That's Ted Rubin's quote. And Professor Nakavi, the relationships we see get stronger and valuable as they get engaged. But what if our teenage gets engaged into a relationship which is not allowed? How do we take out our teenager from this social relationship?
So the first thing is that prevention is better than cure.
Yeah.
So that is important, that prevention is very important. Otherwise, the cure is very difficult.
Yeah.
Just as you know, a person gets in.
When he gets into something, it's very difficult to take out.
Just like getting addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Smoking. I mean, smokers have a hell of a time, a difficult time, if they want to, even if they want to stop smoking, it becomes...
Their body is again prone to this weakness.
It becomes an uphill task.
And the doctors say that it's for the lifetime they have surrendered to this smoking. Now their body is always weak towards it, even if they have left or quit smoking.
Exactly. I mean, I remember even my father, may Allah have mercy upon him, the souls of all the deceased ones. He had left smoking very early, maybe early 40s, 50s, but he got a disease which the doctors were saying, you left the smoking, but smoking, cigarettes have not left you.
Wow.
So that is a problem which is caused by smoking and getting into difficult situations like relationships which are not legitimate. That is a very difficult situation, especially if it leads to illegitimate childbirth. That is very problematic, and that happens. And if that goes to an unfortunate position where you have to, the girl has to go for abortion. So that is a very difficult situation. And we need to do something to prevent it. Otherwise, the cure is very difficult. I mean, how do you expect to resolve that? But it has to be resolved. And as I was saying before, we need mentoring and guidance. We need to, either we become as parents mentors, or we employ the services of a person who can guide our children in these difficult times, especially with respect to relationships with the other sex. Prevention, as we said before, fasting, praying, sports, exercises, getting engaged in activities which make our feelings aroused. Especially even within the house, even if I have a sister who is of a certain age, she should be careful in front of me if I'm a teenager boy, or the other way around also.
In terms of modesty,
even my mother should take care of her clothing.
What she's wearing.
It should not be inciting me. So these are difficult times.
So you're saying that although you have mahrams around you in the family, all of them got to be modest towards each other.
They need to be very careful how they express themselves, how they make. So these are the real difficult times, yes. But again, if someone has fallen into that trap, till you don't know that has happened, how are you going to resolve it? So the first thing is you need to be cool-minded, cool-headed. Even if there is a problem there, you need to deal with it in a very cool manner.
Yeah.
If you become aggressive, there's no solution to it.
Aggression never leads to a very good decision. Well, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakawi, and we are saying how teens can deal with their relations, especially their social relations. So, Professor Nakawi, when it comes to relationship with others, what are the things that we can teach our teens?
Yes, so we need to be able to teach them how to deal with their siblings. Tomorrow also, they need to get married, especially if they are so much aroused and they cannot abstain from this relationship. They need to get married. It is wajib to get them married if they are not able to control their feelings. If they are going to get involved in illicit and illegitimate relationships, they have to be stopped by giving them making them marry.
I don't remember which ayatollah it was, but it seems that he in his teens says to his father that I need to get married right now, and it's midnight, and his father says, all right, let's think up to tomorrow morning, or let's take a couple of days, we will get you married soon, inshallah. He says, no, I need wife right now, right here.
Exactly.
And then they get to the neighbor's house and tell him, like, the situation is like this, can you give us your daughter so that we can get him married? So he gets married at the very moment. So the thing is that whenever a person feels like his arousings have gone to a level that he can't control, he can't do it right away without any, making so much expensive gatherings and all. You can't do it just happen.
In a simple way.
In a very simple way. You have to control that arousing. That's
exactly.
Very important.
Yeah, so yeah, you need to prevent it. If you can't, then the cure is the cure which has been provided by Islam is this. And then you have to manage it. And then if he's going to get married at that age, which is not, he's not even maybe a complete adult, then he needs to be able to manage that relationship.
Yes.
So he has to be able to be guided through that. And again, relationship with, then he has children coming, or she has children coming, home economics, home management is the important thing which especially girls should learn. I mean, you send them off to science, study science and technology and become doctors and engineers.
Business administrators.
And so and so forth. And they want to become professionals themselves. But what about home management? What about home economics?
That's very important.
That's more important for a lady.
Because they say that the way to a heart of a man is through the food that you cook.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm not against ladies becoming secular education.
You're saying home management comes first.
It's more important. It comes first. And that has to be taught. And it starts off at the home. If a girl sees her mother being a good manager at home, then she can learn to become a good manager.
So in the areas where there lacks counseling, in what subject we should take, because I personally have gone through this. I first was a science student, then electronics, and then again, general science, and then I jumped into linguistics. So there was so much this fuss because there were no counselors in our times. So, but now today there are so many counselors out there. So you are, as a counselor right now for adolescents, are saying, especially for the girl students, that if you have subjects in the society, like you have tech, you have science, you have business administration, and you have other stuff, and you have also home management and tarbiya, on the other hand, the nurturing of children, because these are coming up as subjects. So go for these. You can prefer these over those if they are in the society, especially the societies that lack counselors.
Especially if you're going to go for a degree, a professional degree, and at the end of the day, you're going to get married.
Your degree is not going to tell you how to cook at home.
No, even if you get many women get degrees, can get married, and they always involved at the house. They don't need to work. Their degree is of no use.
Exactly.
But the degree which could have been of any use was home management.
Yes. We'll talk more on the topic after a short break, LSR. Stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we're talking about home management when it comes to girls. So, Professor Nagavi, you were saying girl teens should be taking up subjects very, very carefully, because if they have a number of professional degrees, but once they are getting married, they have their degrees of no use because they are involved only in home management and they are not working at all. So, you're saying that subject taking is also
Important. The career that you want to take, especially taking care of, the jihad wal mar'ati husnu taba'ul. And the Holy Prophet has said that the jihad of a woman is managing and taking care of her husband. Now, it's not...
That's so easy and at the same time so difficult.
It's considered to be it's a very difficult thing. Jihad, it has the reward of jihad.
She, like a man, has not to go out of her home into the war field. So she can actually earn the very highest place, highest spiritual place, or the highest reward by just actually staying home and taking care of her household and husband.
Again, that does not mean that our women folk should not go for
professional courses,
for essential services, becoming one of the police women, or going into the army, even at the time of
flying a plane.
Everything's allowed, it's okay, but this is essential. This has to be taken care of. And
there comes a time in your life when you have choice between the two, you're saying home management is important for a lady.
It's important, very important. And otherwise, the family cannot be... I mean, yes, the head of the family may be the husband, but it's the wife who is managing all the internal affairs.
She's actually upbringing the generations.
Imam Khomeini has said that women may not become prophets, but they are those who rear prophets, who upbring prophets. To give birth to prophets. So women have to play a very essential role. And if this, in this tender age of adolescence, they are not able to manage themselves properly, and they get off on the wrong foot, then unfortunately they will have difficulties in their family life in the future. So they have to be very careful at this stage that they do not make or take the wrong decision and carry out something which will be maybe of a very minimum time for a small period of time. They will be getting pleasure out of it, but at the end of the day there's a hell of a fire which is going to they're going to be facing after that, not only in the hereafter, in this world. Because the future of their family depends on that.
All right. So the consequences are going to be great. They're going to be lasting for a long time. So the care needs to be taken.
Especially if we understand that marriage is considered to be a sort of a chain, when the chain is put on a man and wife, it cannot be easily taken off.
Yeah.
And
so you got to be making up this chain very carefully. You got to be choosing things from your subjects to your husband very carefully.
Spouse selection is very important, and you need to find a person who is compatible.
Because as we have discussed so many times, that it's from the spouse selection when the tarbiyah actually starts. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.